Thanks for joining me for Glorious Living. Today we're going to study the Word of God together. It's going to be glorious. So glad you're here with me today to study the Word of God. I have Chrissy with me.
Yes, ma'am. Always a great time to be with you in beautiful Studio C.
Yes, we love it. And you know, we've done this a few times, but we're going to just get into the Word of God today. And it's all going to be based on an article that's in our ministry magazine.
I love our magazine. Our magazine's beautiful. This is the May issue. Look at this. Both of you are heading to Australia,
yes.
The land down under.
Pretty soon we'll be there. We hope if you're in Australia, we want you to be there. You can find out all the dates and everything about that on our website.
Yes, it's so awesome. And I'm just so excited that I get to read the Word of God with you, Pastor Kathy, and to just really magnify the Lord and sit and chat together about the glorious life we're destined to live.
Yeah, and you know, in fact, this article is really a glorious moment. You know, glorious moments are important to me.
It is.
I read them on the broadcast, and you always have one that you, not always, but most of the time you have one that you share here. And but this article is going to be great about glorious moments. But
so
before
good.
We begin that, why don't you read the story that you have?
Definitely. I love collecting comments and testimonials from our viewers. We have people watching from all over the world, and it's just so encouraging to know that you're studying, tuning in with JDM, and we love that. And this one's about you, Pastor Kathy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I love it so much. It says, "Hello, Pastor Kathy. I just wanted to say that I love you, woman of God, and I thank you for pouring the word into me through YouTube. You're a very bold woman. You speak truth with boldness and love. Thank you." Well, thank you for sending that, and you know, it's the truth.
You know, I love it. You know, when I first got started preaching, I really, it was a tough thing for me. It wasn't my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But I was just going out because that's what the Lord called me to do. And it just reminds me of when I first got born again, I couldn't really share what was on my heart
that's
about
right.
the Lord without crying.
I know. I love those stories.
In fact, that's what this story is all about. It's called The Golden Finger of God.
I love this.
And it's a portion
beautiful.
Of that's coming from my newest book, which is The Power of Prayer. Once you hold
such
that up,
such a great book. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
This article is an excerpt from that book.
It's wonderful.
Because, and it's something that's so very precious to me. And I just will never forget that time that I was sitting there with my mother-in-law.
Yes.
I had just gotten born again. Her name was Velma. If you've been watching us at all, you may have, for a while, you may have heard Jesse talk about Velma.
I love hearing stories about Miss Velma. She seems like a powerhouse.
She's a funny baby in a lot of ways. She was strong.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, she could chew you out and fuss and cry at the same time.
That's the best kind of lady, if you ask me. And that Cajun lady.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, she never wore a bit of makeup. Uh-huh. And she was critical of those who did.
Oh, well.
It wasn't a religious thing. I think she's just kind of secretly jealous.
Oh.
I'm not positive about that, but Jesse just jokes about that
That's
with
so
me.
That's so funny.
They had an aunt called Aunt Eldoris, I think. Wasn't Eldoris, so something like that, because I had an aunt with a similar name. And she was always fussing about her because she left lipstick on the coffee cups.
Oh, is that what it
was? Which is what we do.
Oh,
look at this.
So sorry. So sorry. We'd be
she
getting fussed at.
We might get the eye from Velma if she
goodness.
Was here.
But, here, let me put it. I'll make another mark.
Go ahead. But, you know, it's something about that time when I first met my mother-in-law, and I came to visit her and talk with her right after I got born again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you what, she wanted to hear it from me. She just wanted me to tell my story to her because she wanted to make sure it was genuine, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, although I remember talking with her on the telephone after I got born again. Because I watched Billy Graham on TV, and I wasn't even expecting to be born again. I didn't know I needed to be. I had never read the Bible before.
Wow.
Although I grew up Catholic, so I knew who Jesus was, but it was like somewhere far away. It wasn't a personal thing. Mm-hmm. So I remember that day when I watched Billy Graham on TV and I prayed the prayer with him, I was instantly and radically changed.
Wow. Yes.
And it was so unforgettable. That was in 1973 in May.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 52 years
Come
now.
Come on, that's amazing.
And every day it just seems like it just gets better and better and it's sweeter. I never look back. It's been awesome.
It's absolutely amazing. And I always think back when you and Boss share about being born again through television ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, I mean, God knew the plans he had for this ministry.
Well, that's why it's so precious and so valuable to us.
Yeah.
We know the value of it, how it impacted our lives, because I got born again that way. I wasn't going to church. In fact, after I got born again and went to church, I wanted Jesse to go, so I invited him a few times. It was not a good experience.
I've heard that story, too.
I have several stories. In fact, he would tell me when I bring him, because he was a nightclub entertainer. For those of you that may be watching us maybe for the first time or new to the channel, he would play in nightclubs, and I sometimes on a Sunday, I'd invite him to come to church after I got born again. And he would come kicking and screaming. But then he would point out people that he saw in the nightclub the night before.
Ooh.
Right there in that church. And
yeah,
he says, see,
that's happened.
bunch of hypocrites, he would say. Uh-huh. But he says, and he would tell me, when I get saved, I'll never be a hypocrite.
Wow, he did. He
yeah,
said
but
it.
He would make those kind of statements. But he didn't have he didn't plan to get born again. But the Lord had another plan.
Well, and Miss Velma had a plan too, because I know she was a praying mama. She was standing in the gap for and for Pastor or Brother Jesse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. And so I remember that time I was in her living room and sitting there. She says, "I want to hear your testimony."
Yeah.
And so I started to try to tell her what had happened to me, and mm-hmm. I couldn't get it out. Mm-hmm. And so I just started crying and weeping, and she could tell that it was tender still. And it still is when I tell my testimony, it touches my heart. Mm-hmm. And she always used that statement, that's the golden finger of God touching your heart,
she
said.
The golden finger of God.
And that's so beautiful, really, when you think about that, because it's still, even today, right now, while I'm here in the studio scene,
that's right.
It's touching my heart, that golden finger of God. It's so true. You know, when God touches your heart, it changes you.
It sure does. I mean, just thinking back about, you know, my faith journey, and I was also raised Catholic, and then my family came to Covenant Church. My mom had a word from heaven. She was watching Brother Jesse on TV, and she felt it in her heart. She felt the Spirit say, go to Jesse's church. And she said, oh, Lord, why? And the Lord spoke to her and said, reasons. And how she obeyed that, a praying mama, just like Miss Velma, obeyed that call and knew that that step that she took was going to change. She didn't know the full capacity of all the reasons, but look mm-hmm. at all of the beautiful reasons. I'm working here today. I was filled with the Holy Ghost here as
you
a
met
teenager.
Your husband here.
I met my husband here. I mean,
your sister did too.
Yeah, let's just check them off, all the reasons. But you know, it was her
God
heart.
Knew.
Yeah, God knew, just like He knew uh-huh. back then when Miss Velma was praying that this ministry was going to be established, reaching people and changing lives
one soul at a time.
Yeah, how awesome.
Well, you
is
know,
that?
We've just come through Mother's Day in the month of May and here in the U.S., and it just so emphasizes the value of mothers mm-hmm. and how they are like a rudder to a household,
that's right.
to a home. And she was that way for me. I just love to sit with her and just hear her story.
Yeah,
she had a lot of good.
She did.
And she could tell a story. Mm-hmm. That's must be where Jesse gets it from.
Yeah.
I'm still working on that. Sometimes
well,
I'll tell
stories.
The punchline before I get the rest of it out.
You know, Miss Kathy, your jokes are always the best, though. Oh, I look forward to
them. I don't know if
them.
People are laughing with me or at me.
With you, I promise.
But her stories were the best, and I always remember my favorite story was the time, and Jesse would tell it to me too before this, but I wanted to hear it from her perspective. I said, tell me about that time that you went, you were praying and you went in the truck and you met a girl on the side of the Mississippi River. Mm-hmm. So she starts telling me this wonderful story and how the boys, Jesse and his brother, were just still real young. I'm not sure how old. I want to say 5 or 6 or something like that. But she was washing dishes in her kitchen, and she was always, she was a praying woman. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit spoke to her heart to get in the truck and drive somewhere where I'm going to tell you. She didn't even know where she was going.
Wow.
But she had grown enough in the Lord and knew how to obey God. So she did that, told the boys, get in the truck. And then she drove to the, just drove where the Lord was leading her. And then he says, go here, turn there. And she stopped. And they were living, I think, in Venice, Louisiana, which is right at the mouth of the Mississippi River in Louisiana. And she stopped there. And he just told her to get out of the truck and go down the levee, which they there was a road and a levee near the Mississippi River. Mm-hmm. So the boys were, of course, Jesse didn't listen. I don't know if Wayne did or not.
He's surprised.
He still don't listen sometimes when I talk to him. But he didn't listen that day, which was good because he got to see it. Mm-hmm. And so when she walked down, she found a young girl that was standing at the edge of the levee, right near the river, about to jump in. So she starts talking with her very gently, because she can be, I remember Velma could be very kind, very gentle, mm-hmm. and sweet when she would be confronting someone. You know, when I would go with her, like to the TGNY, that was her favorite store back then.
My mama worked at the TGNY when she was a teenager.
It's like a variety store, I guess, and a lot of things. She'd love to just go walk around there with her big black purse and her flip flops or whatever, so the sandals, because her toes were so, the nails were so long, she couldn't trim it.
Oh, Miss Velma.
Painting a picture, Miss Velma. No makeup, big black purse. She was kind of chubby. Jesse used to tell the stories how he could. When she would spank him, he would hug onto her and hide himself in the little fat roll.
Sounds comfortable.
In the fat roll, so she wouldn't be able to hit him with the belt. But it's a comical.
I love it.
Oh,
love
my
it.
Goodness. What a life he had.
Yeah,
he's written a lot of those stories, but not all of them. Uh-huh. Anyway, that's a great memory as well. Mm-hmm. But I remember she never met a stranger. She would strike up a conversation. So it was easy for her to talk to this lady, this actually young girl, 15 years old or something like that, about to commit suicide. When she starts talking with her, she realizes that she felt like she had no options. Her life was, she had no direction in life and was decided to kill herself because, commit suicide because she was pregnant and her father was, she was afraid of her father. I don't know what, if they had had a conversation or if he even knew. Mm-hmm. But she talked to her, led her to the Lord, and then the girl said, "Oh, I'm so too scared to go home. I don't want to confront my dad. I don't know what he will do."
Oh my gosh.
And so she said, "Come on, I'm gonna go with you." So she put the little girl in the car
Are
with the boys.
Are you kidding? I didn't know that
in
part.
The truck.
Yeah.
She put her in the truck. They drove her. She drove her to her house, and she went in the house, told the boys, of course, to stay in the truck again. And I think they did, but then she went in the house with that young girl and confronted the dad and said, "You've made mistakes."
Yeah, so that makes me want to cry. Yeah.
Yeah, she got right in his face. So just as how she could be soft, she could be hard, she could be bold, and she turned that whole situation around. It was so
that
beautiful.
Is
so that
awesome.
They was able to restore that family, and the child, the mother didn't kill herself. The baby was born. It was so beautiful.
To me, that's like so awesome to hear because it's that prompting of the Holy Spirit. When that golden finger of God was leading, she didn't have GPS, but the golden finger of God was her GPS, leading and guiding her to right where she needed to be at that precise moment.
Yeah.
And that girl, I mean, forever changed.
Yes, forever changed her life. And you know, I just sense that while we're talking about this, mm-hmm. there are people that have searched. Maybe you're right here watching this program today and not realizing how it even came in your feed.
Yeah.
But you're at a point, maybe you don't know which way to turn, but God always has an answer for you.
Yes.
He brought you right here so that you can hear that there is a future for you.
Ooh,
you don't
yes.
have to give up on life or whatever situation you have because God loves you so very much. And all that young girl had to do that day was cry out to God and say, "Lord, forgive me and receive me." And her life was totally changed.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way, that's all you need to do is just cry out to God, say, "Lord, forgive me of my sin, if that's your situation, or Lord, heal my body." Mm-hmm. Whatever that situation is you're facing, God is always there to hear you. He always wants to answer. You know, everybody that came to Jesus, He never turned them away.
No.
Only once He turned away were those religious crowds.
Yeah.
Because, in fact, they turned themselves away because
exactly.
He told them the truth.
Exactly.
But Jesus is always ready to reach out to you and you can have your glorious moment right now.
Oh, I believe that,
that
people
beautiful?
Are. Yes. And if that is you, comment below. Let us know. We want to pray with you. We have a whole team of awesome prayer warriors ready to contend with you in the faith and to agree with you to see breakthrough. I believe that breakthrough is today, right now, you know, and all you have to do is pray. And that's the power of prayer. That's what we're talking about
today.
That is
so true. In fact, there's a scripture I wanted us to read today
yes,
when
ma'am.
I was telling this story. It's in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. It says, "And when he saw the throngs, he was moved with pity and sympathy for them because they were bewildered, harassed, distressed, and dejected and helpless like sheep without a shepherd." So Jesus knows exactly where we are. He
mm-hmm.
recognized those people that were around him. And this is why he came,
mm-hmm.
because he knew that they needed a savior. They needed an answer to their situation.
Yes, right. And that same Jesus is available today, right now. And you accept him. That's just always awesome for me to think about. You know, as a Christian, we talk about, "Oh, Jesus lives inside of you." And we just say it kind of nonchalantly every day. But when you truly imagine that the power, the resurrection power of Jesus resides in you and is available for you now,
right.
and how you have the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it just gets so overwhelming with power. And it's an awesome thing to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets you all stirred up to ready to go to tell anybody. And maybe that is you today. Maybe you have a person on your heart that the Lord's been putting in your path to share the gospel, to share the good news, or just to love them. I believe that if you take that step today, you can be a life changer, just like how Ms. Velma was for this complete stranger.
Yeah, that just amazes me how the impact of one solitary life can have an effect on so many
mm-hmm,
others. Like
right.
her life had an effect on me. Her life, Velma's life had an effect on that young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but really we're all on a mission for God.
That's right. It's so true.
and, you know, as we're led by Him, we can help rescue someone that has lost their way and given up on life.
Mm-hmm.
Our true purpose is to spread the good news about Jesus about his great invitation.
Yes.
And I want to read that in Matthew chapter 11. And if you have your Bible with you here, you can turn to that. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Jesus said these beautiful words. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Ooh, that makes me want to just give thank you, God, like a deep exhale.
It's so good, because so many people are carrying burdens they don't need to carry.
Exactly.
He came to carry it. And just like that day, that little girl couldn't carry that burden. Mm-hmm. God sent someone to her to show her the pathway to Him.
Yes.
And then her life was totally changed.
I just think that's absolutely amazing to know that, and that Brother Jesse got to witness it, and that he was there. And these are just little glorious moments, like you were sharing, that we have in our own life. And I believe that the Lord might be calling you to look back, and maybe you're stuck in a situation right now, and you think, "Lord, how are you going to get me out of this?" But think about all of the wonderful things He's done for you before.
Right.
And glean on those amazing events that has happened in your life where He's pulled you out before, and just know the same God that did that for you then will do it now, and then He'll do it for eternity on, because He loves you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's wonderful to think about.
You know, I love that. In fact, that we don't realize how we're all interacting with so many people, and you know, years later, I love the fact that God helped me to see another part of this whole story about that girl that was at the river that day. Because when Jesse started preaching, I remember we went down to South Louisiana. There was a tent revival that he was the evangelist for that whole week.
I wish I could go back in time to those tent revivals.
I know, those were wonderful. Uh-huh. And it was so powerful when we were sitting there and he preached and everything. I remember we were just young in the ministry, maybe the first 5 years or something like that. And so here he is, he preached, and afterwards we decided to go stand by the door where the people would come in and out. Mm-hmm. And it was in that same area where he grew up in. Mm-hmm. I think this time the tent was set up in Burris, Louisiana, or somewhere around there. And so still near the mouth of the Mississippi River. Mm-hmm. And so we were standing there at the back of the entrance to the tent as people were leaving, so that we can greet people, thank them for coming, that kind of stuff, that like you do, you know?
Yeah.
And so I remember this young girl came up to us and said, "You don't know me." And so she starts telling us the story of Jesse's mama, Velma, right there at the Mississippi River.
That's
and so
amazing.
She says, "You don't know me, but your mother years ago saved my life. She told me the gospel. And, you know, I was going to commit suicide." So we were so thankful that we got to meet her years later. And not only was she there, she was there with her husband, who had his arm around her. And they had like two, maybe three little children standing there at the tent. And just their lives were forever changed because of that one moment where Velma obeyed God. And that life was changed.
And God brought it full circle to where that story that you were hearing all those years, He allowed you to meet this woman and see her future unfold before, I mean, it's her children were standing by her.
Yes.
And her husband.
You know, that's what she said. "I don't know if your mama ever told you about me." I don't think she realized that he was there or whatever, or what kind of, but I'm sure it was a traumatic time for her. But it was precious to see their lives rescued because of the gospel.
Oh my God. Like I get goosebumps just listening to that because God always makes a way when there seems to be no way. Here she is right there. And that was at the Mississippi River, right? And then you met her right there.
Yeah. We're right by the Mississippi River again too, but we're up here in Destrehan, Louisiana, which is that part. That was about 100 miles away from here, I think, something like that. But that was an unforgettable, glorious moment.
That is unforgettable.
I'll never forget all that. Yeah. That's just the compassion of God. He knows where each one of us are. He knows what it'll take to reach us. Mm-hmm. And He sends people like us, this ministry, all over the world.
It's unreal.
To reach people and change lives. One soul at a time.
Oh, it's so wonderful to think about, and just how that we are doing the work of Jesus. We're His hands and feet in the earth, and He takes us wherever we need to go. When we start living with purpose, on purpose, when we wake up every day, maybe you feel like you have no purpose, or what do I have to say to share? I'm not a public speaker. I don't have a crowd of people that I'm in charge of, or a pulpit. You just need to know that He's planted you where you are right now for a purpose, on purpose. this and start asking and seeking and knocking, and He's going to direct your path to the people you need to minister to, or maybe it's just your family.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the compassion of God is still reaching out to you and your loved ones. Mm-hmm. You have to realize today that it's always God's will for your family to be saved.
Yes.
And even though you may be on the edge of desperation, or someone in your family is, the amazing saving power of God can reach them right when nothing else can. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned this in the article, and I give them examples in there, which is from the book as well.
Yeah,
and beautiful. You could always read this magazine too, by the way, on a digital format.
Yes,
you can grab
ma'am.
It today. I like to go on the app and look at it, because the app has all this little buttons at the bottom that says media.
One of the media. It's so perfect. I love our app.
Is the magazine.
Yes, you can read it on your phone or your desktop or your tablet, wherever you can get that, as well as go to jdm.org and download a free digital download. It's all free. It's also available in Spanish. I mean, we're doing a lot of work, Ms. Kathy, and it's for the glory of God.
I love that we have tools today. Yeah. I didn't have all these tools when I first got born again. I remember searching out the Bible, finding scriptures, because I wanted to believe for my family to be born again. Mm-hmm. Started with Jesse. I got the bullseye on him.
You did a good job, too.
The Lord helped me and showed me, because I knew nothing.
Yeah.
But I found scriptures, and I want to give you a few of those today.
Oh, we need good scriptures.
Because the battle for your salvation, your family's salvation, is not fought with physical weapons. Mm-hmm. It's fought with spiritual weapons, and you have them. Ooh, so you can do what I do and use the name of Jesus and rebuke the enemy from blinding the minds to the light of the gospel. In fact, you see that scripture. What I like to do is grab scriptures and use portions of it and make it personal.
Yeah.
And this one scripture was in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Mm-hmm. It's in verse 3 and 4. And this is the King James Version, because it's telling you a truth. And when you learn a truth, you can apply it to your life when you pray.
Yeah.
And this is what I did, because 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So I remember reading that verse and I said, well, that's what's stopping my family from seeing the truth of the gospel. The devil has blinded them.
Yes.
And then I realized I had power and authority over that devil.
Come on,
and so I said, "Devil, I rebuke you from blinding my family's eyes." And I named their name to the gospel. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And I believe that the light of the gospel is going to shine into their heart.
I love
so you say what you want instead of what you see. You may see them doing things or acting in a way that is so far away from what you're believing for. Mm-hmm. They're rejecting God, maybe openly, or living a lifestyle that's not glorifying God, or in sin, fully in sin, or in maybe they're bound by some kind of a habit or some other situation. Mm-hmm. But you have authority over that. So when you begin to take authority over it, then the devil has to flee.
Ooh.
And then there's that other next leg to it. I call it a two-leg approach. Mm-hmm. Because then at that point, you can command the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to go forth and minister salvation to them. And that verse that I found that based that privilege, I guess you'd say,
is
in Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse 37. And this is something that Jesus said to his disciples. He said, "Then he saith unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." So you can pray for someone to go across their path, whether that be a broadcast, a podcast, or it could be maybe a person that they encounter and they meet, God can send the Holy Spirit to speak and convict them in their dream.
Exactly.
And whatever, and wake them up to the power of God that's available to them.
Oh, Miss Kathy, as you were just reading those scriptures, I got so filled. I feel it's like the anointing is in this room, because I believe there's so many of you watching today. You've been contending for that loved one. You've been asking. You've been saying, "Lord, send them somebody who's going to share the gospel." Maybe you feel like you've done all you can. You've planted those seeds, but I believe today is the day of breakthrough, and that they're going to know Jesus, because like you said, it's God's will that everybody know to come to the knowledge of Jesus.
It's always God's will for men to be saved, and we can pray that God's will, because we know that it's God's will. There's a scripture that says it's His will that all men are saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, and Jesus taught us to pray that God's will be done on earth
as it is in heaven.
So that's a good point, way to think about it as well. You do have power. You do have authority to stand in the gap for your family and for your loved ones. And if you're a mother today watching, just know that you can hold on to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, that says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So if your children are not yet serving the Lord, take peace on that promise today.
Yeah,
that's a great
peace.
Promise.
It is. And I mean, Brother Jesse's a testimony to that.
That's true.
You know, Miss Velma did not stop praying. She was a strong woman.
She was
bold. And she prayed. And because of her prayers, the Lord honored you, her prayer, your prayer, and this beautiful ministry is here today.
Yeah, she would often tell him, it's just your tough luck. You were born to me. You're getting saved whether
you like
it
or not. That's so good.
It's so true. And I remember when he did get saved. I asked him to watch Billy Graham with me. He gave his heart to the Lord. About 4 months later, he left the music business, and we got settled in a little church in Houma, Louisiana. It wasn't long after that the Lord called him to preach the gospel. So, and that was 49 years ago.
Wow.
So he'd been preaching 49 years, and since his first time he preached. But since that time, I remember Jesse was preaching in a church nearby our hometown. I think it was in Raceland, Louisiana at the time. We were living in Houma. Raceland's just like 30 minutes away, so
they had good
his
food
mother
in Raceland and
did
in
Houma.
Really?
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
gumbo, that Cajun country's
stuff.
Got good food everywhere. But Jesse's mama showed up, and she was at the church the day. It was a shocker for us. But she interrupted Jesse's sermon. She just said, "Jesse, I have something to say right in the middle of the sermon."
Of course she did.
People don't usually do that in church, you know. It's usually,
but she did. You know, so,
oh yeah, she did. She says, "I got something to say." And all she did was she pointed at Jesse, and she told the whole crowd there. It was maybe church sat, maybe 150, something like that. And she said, "That is a miracle." That's what she's pointing
Ooh,
at Jesse.
I love it.
She says, "That is a miracle. What you're looking up there, that my son, Jesse Duplantis, is a miracle." Because she was praying and believing, but she was actually seeing the manifestation of what she had prayed for all those years.
Yeah.
You know, later on, a few years ago, Jesse was remembering, he said, you know, when he was talking to his mom before she passed, and she told him something that he didn't know about until that moment. She said, "You know, I prayed." She said, "I was looking at all my children." She had three children. And she said, "Which one of these?" No, she had four children. "Which one of these are going to be my preacher, Lord? I want to preach in my family."
Amen.
She just had the unction of the Holy Spirit to pray that. So she's looking at them all, and God said, "It'll be Jesse." And she said, "Oh no, not Jesse."
And golden finger God pointed him out in that line.
Yeah, it's not, but Jesse didn't know that was spoken to her.
Wow.
Years before he even got saved, before we got married, of course, and before he went into ministry. But his mother was a very important influence in his life.
Yes.
And still he's so touched by it. You know, she went to heaven in 1982. And so on Easter Sunday, he says she always liked a party.
Yeah, she loved living it up on Easter Sunday
in
heaven. I mean, that's just thinking about the strong woman of God that she is and her the prayer life that she cultivated, that she passed down to her daughter-in-law, to her son, and now even to people watching. What a legacy.
It's such a powerful thing to know that our lives can make a difference in someone else's life.
That's right.
And I believe that today this program has been an impact on you that have been watching.
Yeah.
And it's I'm so thankful that God brought you here to this program so that you can hear these words. Maybe it's something you needed for yourself, or maybe it's something that you needed to be able to equip you with information and direction for those that are in your life that you love and care about that need to know the Lord.
Definitely. You can share this video, too, with your loved ones. Let them know. If you have a friend or a family member that's believing that they're this close to just maybe giving up, I believe that if you send them this video and they listen to the words that we're saying straight from the Word of God, that will give them the strength to keep moving, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
That's so true. And I'm so thankful for all our partners that help us to do what we do. I just want to say thank you so much for sending us into all the world to preach the gospel now for 49 years.
Wow, almost 50. We got an anniversary.
That's right. Next year, we're going to have to do big.
We have to.
So I thank you, partners, for being a part of that. And if you're not a partner, you can become one. You can just go to jdm.org or PayPal, text to give, or select giving on that JDM app if that's where you're even watching this from, or you can mail in your donation and just know that we're going to pray over it and believe for an increase to return to you, but know that you're helping us, you're part of the team to help us to reach people and change lives
One soul at a time. Thank you, partners. And thank you, Pastor Kathy. Yeah. This is so much fun studying with you and reading these articles and learning from the stories of what God did and what he's doing and what he's going to do.
I love that. And you can still get that copy. I mean, we skimmed over it, but there's a lot of truth in it. And there's even more in that book, The Power of Prayer,
it's so
that you
good.
Can grab today.
Yes, the magazine's filled with wonderful articles and testimonies that will build up your faith.
That's so true.
The glorious moments.
That's
I'm having a glorious time with you, Pastor
Kathy. Here in Glorious Living.
Yeah, Glorious Living in Glorious Studio C.
Yes, good we're time. So glad that you joined us today, and we hope that you'll join us next week for another great lessons, right story, great time of fellowship and learning the Word of God right here at Glorious Living. God bless you.